20 months after losing their 16-year-old son, Badina's Stewart family will attend the Brisbane Supreme Court today to watch the teenager accused of killing him be sentenced. Baylen Stewart died on the front lawn of his family's home in January last year after being stabbed in the heart with a kitchen knife during a brawl. An 18-year-old was convicted of manslaughter in June and will be sentenced after spending more than 80 days in custody. Baylen's father, Michael, telling Sunrise the family feels numb but is looking for the positives as they campaign to end knife crime.
As far as we're concerned, we are not focusing on this. It's Baylen's birthday next week. So to celebrate his birthday, we've got the Baylen Forever Festival, which is an all-ages event on Saturday night, the 9th of September. His birthday is actually the 8th. Of September, and then on the 6th of September, just at our chair here, is the unveiling of a memorial plaque for him that we've been in battlement with council and they've finally agreed. So this is what we're concentrating on, not the negative.
The price of around 100 common medicines has effectively been halved. The cheaper medicines policy is now in effect, meaning you can pick up 2 months' worth of prescriptions for the price of one at pharmacies across the Sunshine Coast. There have been concerns the move will put some local chemists under financial stress. Health Minister Mark Butler is assuring us it won't.
We're starting formal negotiations with pharmacy groups now on a new pharmacy funding agreement with the aim of having that in place by March next year. But I'm very confident there's still strong business confidence in the pharmacy sector.
And Sunshine Coast Health and Donate Life are banding together today to promote organ and tissue donation. They're encouraging us to all wear a sports jersey for Jersey Day, and there's expected to be quite a few doctors and nurses at school wearing one today. More than 80% of Queenslanders are supportive of organ and tissue donation. However, only 31% have officially registered that decision.